I salute thy voice in praise. It's you that I see. It's you that I see. Sing it out.
Beloved, you are about to listen to a message from Reverend Prince Lai. Reverend Prince Lai is the head pastor of Rescue World Chapel International and the lead evangelist of Christ the Healer Gospel Campaign. He has a dynamic teaching and healing ministry with miracles, signs and wonders that has affected and transformed many lives. And now, the voice of Rescue.
Positioning yourself for a last hour intervention. Positioning yourself for a last hour intervention. Father, speak through me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
What is an intervention?
And then he said, an intervention
is a sudden action or event that happens. Or a sudden action or event that happens that halts or changes the course of an ongoing situation or process. Something that happens abruptly that will halt an ongoing process or that will halt an ongoing situation. And what is last hour intervention? We need a miracle that happens almost when everyone thinks it's over. A miracle that happens when everyone thinks it's over with you. It brings an end to your prolonged delay. And gives you hope where there is hopelessness. A miracle that happens when everyone has closed your chapter. As the year is ending, there are people that are saying it is over. There are people that are saying that nothing can be done about their situation. But a last hour intervention is that miracle that can happen and will break your delay and will give you hope where there is hopelessness. I speak over 100 people here this morning that in the next 3 days, may God give you a last hour intervention.
Amen.
Let your amen be a believer's one.
Amen.
If you are a believer, shout your loudest amen. Why? Because it took God one night, one day, to visit the land of Egypt to kill all firstborns. And by the following morning, the children of Israel were out there as free men. They were released one night, one day. All the 400 years labor, their enemies paid them. Gave them extra money. In other words, whatever we robbed you of, we are giving it back. We are giving you your back pay. In 124 hours after the Lord visited them, they were released. And not just released, but they were given their back pay of 400 years of labor. I prophesy that in the next 3 days, you will get all that has delayed in your life.
Amen.
All that has been deprived in you, you are going to receive it.
Amen.
If it took God one day, Bible says that they went through the land of the wilderness. They went through it for 40 years. As if they were never going to arrive.
As the one in Nuda,
they will be asking that where at all are we going?
When
will we arrive at our Canaan? But the Bible says that the Lord visited
Joshua.
And by the third day of that visit, they inherited Jericho. They conquered Jericho. In the next 3 days, whatever didn't work from January to November, after this morning's visitation, it is going to happen practically. If you believe it, it will work for you. It is going to happen practically. It is going to happen practically. In 3 days, Jesus was betrayed. Jesus went through his suffering. Jesus was buried. And Jesus resurrected. 3 days is enough for a miracle. Just somebody, 3 days is enough. It took God 3 days to redeem us. By the sacrifice of Jesus, his betrayal to his resurrection. 3 days from today to 31st is another 3 days. Your destiny is about to resurrect. Your marriage is about to resurrect. Your academic destiny is about to resurrect. Your glory is about to show. Whatever the devil seemed to have destroyed in your destiny, there's going to be a recovery. 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 Clap your two and shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. Say 3 days. Or say 3 days.
That's
why 3 days are not too much for God to work a miracle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because one day, Joseph entered into the prison.
Joseph echo if he has it.
And he spent 2 years in prison. But one day, the Lord visited him in the prison. And after that visitation, the Bible says that he had a call. And he appeared before Pharaoh. Right after that encounter, not 2 days, one day, he moved from a prisoner to a prime minister. Are you getting what I'm saying? In 24 hours, a prisoner turned into a prime minister. Turned into a governor. Tell somebody that 3 days are too much. Tell him that 3 days are too much. Because after this morning, in the next 24 hours, God is going to surprise you. My God is going to surprise you. My God is going to surprise you. My God is going to surprise you. Clap your two and shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. It took only 3 days for God to change the story of the butler. Say 3 days. It took God only 3 days to move the butler from prison and to restore his destiny as Pharaoh's armor bearer. I don't know where your destiny has been thrown to. I don't know where the devil has stolen your glory and your future. But I'm telling you that from today to Wednesday, before you cross over, it's another 3 days. Can I hear your shout? It's another 3 days. Just as God restored the butler, the Lord is restoring your destiny. The Lord is restoring your glory. The Lord is restoring your future. The Lord is restoring your destiny. Whatever you lost to the devil, you are regaining it. Clap your hands and shout, I receive.
Are
you following me?
Yes.
It was just 3 days.
And
the Lord is doing it for someone
here.
I said, the Lord is doing it for someone here. I said, the Lord is doing it for someone here. Clap your two hands together. So don't give up.
Men, Jim.
Tell somebody, don't give up.
Catch up, it's a main gym.
The 3 days ahead of you,
and now you say the enemy
are still part of
2025.
And the same God
that made it possible
can
make it possible for you. That same God can make it work for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes we expect something to happen. 2 days ago, I was praying in the office. Those of you who have taken notes, you realize that roofing sheet there has come. With that any money, we don't have money, but we have roofed the extension also. Some of the people came and were like, I thought we were talking about money just Thursday. Just Wednesday, we were talking about how we'll get money to roof it. I was just in my prayer. As I was praying, almost 1 hour, I was left with 5 minutes to 1 hour. Then the Lord ministered to my heart, send so and so a message. Someone who is not from this church. I send the person a message. I didn't want to. Because I said, I'm shy. The Lord says, send the person a message. So I got up from there. From the floor.
Sorry,
and I send the person a message.
I'm sending a message.
With the estimate for the roofing of that side. Tell somebody there is nothing impossible with God. I said the wood has come. There with the roofing sheets.
I can't
these are aluminium, very expensive. I said it's there with the roofing sheets.
I can't chance in dino.
I said and I sent the estimate of the company. I thought the person would never open her phone till evening. Or will not respond. Within 10 minutes, the person has responded. Then the person said, send me the Momo number.
I said, send me Momo number.
So I didn't believe it. I said, no, this is too simple. Anyway, one thing you make. So I called. First one, I'm a shy, so I sent a message. So this one I called.
Wait, I'm a friend.
To explain.
I mean, church.
Say, Obe Rufi Dina Akano. To explain. Say, have you checked? Have you? Then the person said, oh, yes. Send me the I said, the company Momo number. I said, yes, send me the company Momo number. I was shocked. Me who hurry. I sent it quickly. I was standing here praying. Within 5 minutes. Say 5 minutes. Within 5 minutes. I received a receipt on my phone. Money paid. Roofing paid for.
Say a change in dino.
Listen, I'm telling you that sometimes, you may be thinking that the thing is going to happen through some susu and through some fundraising and through some long process. Prophesy to you right now. In the next 24 hours. In the next 24 hours. For some of you, before you get to 31st. That difficult situation in your life. It is happening to you miraculously. It will happen with ease. 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 The Lord will come through for you. Shout last hour intervention. Clap your two hands for the Lord. Last hour intervention. So stop calculating that this thing, this is a 3 years answer. This is a 5 years. No. God can surprise you. That's what I'm trying to make you understand. Even though I sent a message, but I didn't believe it to be that fast. So even though I was confessing, I was prophesying, 31st, we are going to roof the building. 31st, we are roofing that extension. And as I was talking, there was no money. And I kept giving the contractor pressure. I said, listen, you people are delaying me. Meanwhile, I didn't have the money. But I kept giving, the day they don't come to work, that I'm angry. I said, you people, they thought I had all the money.
What did you say, we're scaring you now?
But I kept talking. And I kept believing. I speak over your life. The same way I spoke these things into being. And they came into being without sweat. So I speak your marriage into being. I speak your destiny into being. I speak your glory into being. I speak your babies into being. I speak your employment into being. I speak your new contract into being. I speak your traveling door into being. I speak all your prayer requests into being. 2025, whatever you were praying for, whatever you were expecting, may the Lord cause it to happen in 3 days. It will happen in the next 3 days. It will happen in the next 3 days. It will happen in the next 3 days.
Up your 2 hands if you believe you are the one. Take back your seat. Last hour interventions. That is how come the Lord has finished that site also. Amen.
Amen.
Now, examples of biblical people who had last hour interventions. Joshua commanding the sun to stand still until Israel prevailed. In Joshua chapter 10 verse 12 and then 13. Joshua chapter 10, 12 and 13. When they were in war, they realized that the battle was fierce. They were almost losing. And then the Bible says that and Joshua commanded.
Now Joshua said,
pray to the Lord and commanded the sun to stand still. And the stood still. And the stand obeyed. I pray for an intervention for your employment. I pray for an intervention for your employment. I declare in the name of Jesus, anyone who is at the verge of losing your job, the Lord is intervening.
Amen.
Let your amen be a resounding one.
Amen.
Anyone who is about to lose your job, the Lord is intervening for you.
Amen.
The Lord is intervening for you. The Lord is intervening for you. Recently, I was in a church about last month or so in my spiritual father's church visiting. As I was ministering, the Lord told me, there is somebody here. Your boss has just spoken to you. It's a fresh case. Just spoken to you that they are about to sack you, about to lose your job. Come forward. A gentleman came forward right there and there. I speak over your life. Anyone here that the enemy has marked you for a loss of a job as you are entering into 2026, I command it is canceled.
Amen.
It is canceled.
Amen.
It is canceled.
Amen.
Whatever puts food on your table, you will not lose it. Whatever puts food on your table, money in your pocket, you are not going to lose it. And if you have lost it, the Lord is restoring it. I said the Lord is restoring it. I said the Lord is restoring it. Shall I receive? Joshua received an intervention.
Joshua,
Esther was saved from death by an intervention of the king. In Esther chapter 8, verse 4 to 5. Anyone who enters into the palace or to see the king without being invited can die. But the Bible says that when Esther stepped there, uninvited, the king lifted up the scepter of favor. And by that intervention, Esther's life was spared. I declare anyone with a mark of death, your life is spared. I say your life is spared. I said your life is spared. I said your life is spared. Clap your two and say, I am spared. Say, I will not die. I will live. The third example. God released an intervention of tender that saved Israel from being wiped out by their enemies. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 to 12. First Samuel chapter 7, verse 10 to 12. The Bible says that, and as the enemies of Israel, the Philistines, had gathered together against the children of Israel to attack them when they were almost about to wipe Israel out. 5 kings of the Philistines, they had gathered to wipe out the
Israel.
But the Bible says that immediately the Lord tended with a great tender and destroyed the enemies. From now to 31st, any enemy that has attacked your destiny, any enemy that has attacked your job, any enemy that has attacked your marriage, any enemy that has attacked your future, I declare that
Lord will destroy. The Lord will destroy them. 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 Clap your two and shout intervention. Shout intervention. Shout intervention.
When you seem to be losing, and all of a sudden you start winning, there's an intervention. God released an intervention of tender in those days. Also, when Peter was arrested, the Bible says he was put into prison. And the church prayed. And when the church prayed, there was an intervention. An angel of the Lord was released, who visited the prison.
Tapped
Peter. And the Bible says all the chains fell. And all the gates of the prison were open. It was like a dream. 2 days ago, it was like a for me, but I declare unto you what God is about to do for you. It will be like a dream. You are not here. It will be like a dream. It will be like a dream. What God is about to do in your life, your mind cannot imagine it. Your mind cannot imagine it. Your mind cannot imagine it. It shall be like a dream for you. It shall be like a dream for you. Because God is about to surprise you. Clap your two and shout, I am the one. Shout, I am the one.
Clap your two hands for the Lord. God intervened. In Acts chapter 12, the verse number 7. And the chains were broken. Just when Mary was about to be disgraced, was about to lose her dream man, her husband, the Bible said that the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph. By that time, Joseph was planning to not continue with the wedding. He was
trying
that he's not going to continue with the wedding.
Because
some of you are here, but your beloved is planning not to marry you. The issue is that you don't even know. Some of you are here. Your boss is busily planning 2026, and your name is part of those that he wants to move from the company.
Say
mercy. Any meeting that is going on that will be to your disadvantage, I command there is an intervention for you.
Amen.
I command an intervention for you.
Amen.
I command an intervention for you.
Amen.
Clap your hands and shout, I receive an intervention.
I
receive an intervention.
Receive an intervention.
Now, tell me, how will Mary explain herself to Joseph? Imagine you, your beloved comes to you and tell you that, oh, I am pregnant, but it's the Holy Spirit.
But
you, pa. I'm pregnant, but it's the Holy Spirit. Even if my wife come and tell me that, I won't accept it. I'm pregnant, but it's the Holy Spirit. So how will you explain to your boss that you are innocent? There are things that your mouth cannot defend you. There are meetings that are being held in certain levels in your office where your voice cannot
enter
there. You don't have an uncle among those people. You are bidding for a contract and you don't have any insider among those people. Are you getting what I'm saying? Somebody is planning to marry you. He's having a meeting with his mother and his sisters, and everybody's talking against you. Your mouth cannot reach there. Where the meetings are happening, they are higher than you. The person loves you, but there are powers that are higher than the love the person has for you. But I pray for you this morning. Wherever there is a meeting going on, where your mouth cannot reach, may the Lord raise a defense for you.
Amen.
May the Lord raise an intervention for you.
Amen.
May the Lord speak some for you.
Amen.
Clap your two and shout, I receive. Shout, I receive. Shout, I receive.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
What's in yourself in the canon?
Look at Joseph.
Share Joseph.
His brothers had arrested him. Kidnapped him. Put him in a pit, about to kill him. They had a plan.
We'll
just smear the blood of an animal or something like, let's kill him straight up. And let's go and tell our father that an animal has killed him. How will Joseph beg when he's in the pit and his brothers are far away having a meeting? Say intervention. Say the God of last hour intervention. Listen, there is somebody here, you think you didn't get admission. In the next 3 days, you will have a late admission.
Amen.
In the next 3 days, an email will pop up in your box and it will be a new job offer that you have been given.
Amen.
I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I prophesy to that person. A last hour intervention. You are not crossing over as an unemployed person.
Yes.
You are not crossing over as a single person. You are not crossing over with shame. The Lord will fight for you. And you shall hold your peace. Say last hour. You understand what pastor is saying tonight?
What did yourself open? Can I say no pain?
I'm talking about last hour things that God can do to change the story. The Bible says that as they were having the meeting, immediately the Spirit of God entered into Reuben. And Reuben rose up and intervened for his brother.
Reuben, sorry,
let us not kill him. Among your enemies, God will raise an intervention for
you. Amen.
You didn't hear me. Let me prophesy to these people. Among your enemies, what they are planning your downfall, God will raise one of them to fight for you. They will come and tell you what they planned.
Say
one of them will come and tell you what they were planning. And you shall escape for your life. Clap your two and shout intervention. Say intervention. Say I receive a last hour intervention. Say from now to 31st, I receive a last hour intervention. From now to 31st, whatever is not working, it will begin to work. Whatever is not responding, it will begin to respond. Wherever I am losing, I will bend over and win. Shout intervention. Shout intervention. Clap your two ones together. Last hour. Last hour intervention. Last hour. Having to watch football matches where it looks like it's almost over. Real Madrid can be playing and it looks like you are winning them. But all of a sudden, sometimes in 1 minute, they can score 2 goals. Before the final whistle is over, 1-0 can become 2-1.
1-0 with my 2-1.
Manchester United did it some years ago.
Manchester United is here.
You can be down
1-0.
But we equalize and we took one lead. Before the final whistle. And so you may be down today.
Go there, Bishop.
It looks like some people are taking the thing more personal. Manchester has a lot of enemies here. Your pastor is a Manchester United fan. You are against Manchester. I won't preach to you again. I will look to start from the church. Now, next week, we are all wearing our jerseys to the church. But I have to see those who are against. Next week, everybody's wearing jersey. When you come and not wearing Manchester United jersey, that you are the enemy of the church. How can your pastor be a Manchester United fan and you? Amen. But you see, we have seen this happening a lot of times. Sometimes in boxing, you see someone leading. Then what thing will happen? At the last hour, then the one who was losing will start winning. Some of you, you look like 2025 to have struggled. It looks like things have not worked. It looks like you have tried and tried and tried. These 3 days ahead of you, the tables are about to turn. If you believe in the words of your prophet, it will happen for you. In the next 3 days, the doors are about to change. The table is about to shift. The table is about to shift. You are going to be on the winning side. Shout, I am on the winning side. Shout, I am on the winning side.
Up your two heads for the Lord.
It will happen for you practically.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
It will happen for you practically.
It will happen.
On the winning side.
It's a God of intervention.
The God of intervention.
I am here this morning to tell you that don't give up. These 3 days,
something
is going to happen.
And you
will come here with a testimony. You will come here with a testimony. How many of you are going to come here with a testimony? You will say, from Sunday till now, this has happened. That has happened. A door has opened. The way God saved Mary's marriage, God will save your own marriage. God will save your own home. God will save your own children. God will save your own business. Clap your two hands and receive it.
Sometimes the intervention you need is one opportunity. They stood behind the Red Sea. No way to the left, no way to the right. And behind them, Pharaoh and the chariots were coming. 430 years. They were going to die on top of it. But the Bible says that, and Moses stretched forth his hand. And the Lord opened the
mess.
Anytime a man his hands, the Lord moves to do things.
This morning I stretch forth my hands.
May there be a moment in your destiny.
May there be a moment in your marriage.
May there be a moment in your womb.
May there be a moment in your body.
I stretch forth my hands in the spirit.
Every Red Sea,
it is opening.
Wherever there is no way,
let there be a way for you.
Let there be a way for you.
Let there be a way for you.
I create a way for you.
A job opportunity,
an academic opportunity,
a financial opportunity,
a marital opportunity.
Receive
an intervention.
An open door intervention.
An open door intervention.
An open door intervention.
Clap your two hands together for Jesus.
An open door intervention. Have you ever watched an action movie before? I watch an action movie. Check the last scene. It will be as though the blow man, how you call it, the protagonist or the blow man, it will be as if he's caught up in the building that is about to explode.
Have you seen that scene?
Yeah.
Or on the ship that is about to explode. And he's down deep down there. Or in the huge mansion and he's up there.
You see that
you'll be trying. Then the bomb is about to detonate. And you can see it reading. 9 seconds.
9 seconds.
8 seconds. 7 seconds.
7 seconds.
Then you are afraid. Then you are in a hurry. Then you are afraid. Then you are anxious. The intervention that the guy needs is what? An open door. That the door will open. And they are trying to open. And it's not opening. And all of a sudden the thing is ticking. And sometimes, by the time it gets
progress to 0-0, you see that the gate will open, and then you will jump, and then there will be an explosion, boom, and then there is an intervention. I declare over your life in the name of the Lord Jesus, before you cross over, a door will open for you, a marital door will open for you, an academic door will open for you, a financial door will open for you, a business door will open for you. Clap your two and shout intervention.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Pharaoh will not catch up with you.
Pharaoh and two.
Tell the one by you, Pharaoh will not catch up.
Catch up with you. Pharaoh and Sankau.
Do not cross over as a single person. No.
Won't
a
fee be
a you will not cross over as an unemployed person. No.
Won't a fee so be a
your status is changing now.
What's saying you see an
a last hour miracle is happening.
And don't you could
after you leave this place.
We see how.
After you leave this place,
listen to me.
God is going to provide for you.
You
know, I'd put every money I have into the building. My wife will tell you. My wife also has put everything she has. So by the time we got to 25th, we didn't have anything on us. Permit me to share it. By the time we got to 25th, that we didn't even have like 10 cities or 20 cities or 100 cities. I'm talking about this 25th. Every money was finished.
Yes, you can answer.
I couldn't buy a shoe or anything for my family. I couldn't buy rice. Oil. What you were chopping.
Because
I put everything. I said, we have to finish.
So we see here.
And so we didn't have money.
Nothing.
I told my wife, whatever you have there, let's eat. My wife said, God will feed us. Don't worry. Thank God for that woman. She said that. She didn't say that. She said, God will feed us. They said, God will feed us. Chicken, I couldn't buy anything. I couldn't give my mother money. I couldn't give anybody, like people that I help. I'm not giving anybody because I don't have anything. And I was here and I was just coming to the office with empty pocket. I've not printed stickers. I've not done anything. No banner. You saw that for a long time. Because every money was finished. Say intervention. And still, there were many things that needed to be done. Many things. We have to finish up the party we did for you people here. We have to be able to buy certain things. We have to be able to pay. I needed money to pay carpenters. To pay carpenters. And there was no money. And they will not work. So they didn't come to work. And the wood we had gone to borrow, the wood was there. And nobody was around to work with it. Amen.
Amen.
When was Friday? Friday was 20 what? 26th. But on 26th, I came here with empty pocket. But as I was here, and somebody walked to my office, somebody I don't expect anything. And the person will say, take 200 cedis. Somebody will just send money to my wife's account that use it to support your church work. Then my wife sent it. Somebody came, he said, Papa, I came back from Kumasi. He gave me envelope, 500 cedis. Somebody came, five. Somebody, I put all together. And I realized that the Lord has supplied in... there are some I've forgotten. But guess what? That same day, God knows my heart. I use it to help my wife to organize the rest of the things for the party. Yesterday I came, I used about 3,500, gave to the carpenters. Every money that came, I've used all the money. And it is finished again. I only gave my wife 200 cedis. How much did I give you? I only gave my wife 200 cedis. I said, hold this 200 cedis. That's your whole Christmas. You and your family. And I use all to do the work of God. Ask somebody about you can't marry pastor. Tell the person, you can't marry. No Christmas dress. No Christmas trousers. No Christmas anything for a child. Nothing. Everything. So, see, when you go and you come and you see that there is a roof, you go and you come and you don't know what's happening here. It is called grace and sacrifice. Everything that comes, we push it in. Me and my wife, we push it in. We push it in. We push it in. That's how it has been. We even sell these small things, small profit that comes in, then we push it into the work. Yes. Just last month, about 4,500 cedis of my wife's borrowed money from somewhere. She has loaned it to me. I've not paid. It's in the church. And she doesn't even know when I'll pay. Because we are all here plenty like that. Amen. I get what I'm saying. Say intervention. But what I'm trying to say that from 25th, 24th, 25th, zero pocket. Yet, I didn't disturb anybody. I didn't harass anyone. I said, Lord, provide. Then I entered into 26th. And I was amazed that by the close of 26th, if I will not count at all, more than 4,000 has come on my phone. And I've invested it back into the work. So, God knows that when he even gives me, I will not talk. I get what I'm saying. The Lord will provide for you.
Amen.
I was going to say something before I share this story. What I'm going to say is that from 2 to 31st, I don't know the money you are looking for. I don't know what you are believing God for. But the God that heareth Prince Lai, that God will show up in your life. I said that God will show up in your life. I said that God will show up in your life. I said that God will show up in your life. I said that God will show up in your life. Envelope shall be handed over to you. Business capital shall be handed over to you. School fees shall be handed over to you. Rent money shall be handed over to you. Oh, your tickets shall be handed over to you. Oh, whatever money you need shall be handed over to you. Clap your two and shout, I receive an intervention.
Take back your seat. That's how God can supply. That's how God can supply. That's how God can supply. Brenda Sete.
Lita Brando.
Himana Lamano.
Are
you here with me? And if God is going to give you a last hour miracle like that, you must learn to do these things. Write them down. One. What positions must you take? Position number one. Position yourself in constant prayer. When the church prayed, an angel appeared and saved Peter. Acts chapter 12 verse 5. So when you pray, there will be an intervention. I was praying in the
office
when the Lord said, send this woman a message. In 15 minutes, what I have been waiting for weeks was just paid like that. In 15 minutes. To my shock. So spend time in prayer. Take a position of prayer. Don't complain. Oh Lord, what will we eat? Ask the Lord to provide. Ask the Lord to provide in prayer. Number two, positioning yourself in faith-filled confession. Do you provoke a last hour intervention by engaging in faithful declaration? I always come to this place and I'll be commanding. There is a roof over us. When we needed iron rods, I'll be walking over here. And
and said, this place is covered. There is a gallery here. I release iron. I release cement. This is how this thing came about. It is not money. Turn your eyes and look at the one sitting by you, whether his money can build this. It is not your money. It is faith confession. It is faith confession. It is faith confession.
It's
the Lord that has helped us. You know how much it means to have this modern roof? This is not old roof, this is a modern roof. A lot of people don't do this style, only those who have money now. And on top of it, we are not using aluzinc. Most of the buildings you see here is aluzinc. Ours is pure aluminium.
Aluminium
which cannot rust. So it's very expensive, like times two of aluzinc. Anybody who knows this building, I have some pastor friends around here. Anybody who knows building, when they saw that I've done aluminium, they were like, hey, Charlie, we need a deal. But it is not we need a deal. Who are my members? Young people. So the money is not from here. The money is from heaven. I get what I'm saying. God put the money in the pocket of people. Some from the church, some outside the church. More is from outside the church than what will be from the church. I'm telling you. But I continue to confess.
Because you say,
how many of you are there when I was saying that this year will be under a roof? From the beginning of the year, I kept saying we are going to be under a roof. When I was saying it, we didn't even have 5,000 Ghana. We were owing the block work. We are not finished. And we took first 3 months of the year to do the block work. There was no money for this roof. But you kept hearing me. This year we are going to Rehoboth. We are going. Are you going with us? And some of you thought the money was there, baby. The money was not there. But faith-filled declaration. Listen to me. Don't wait to see your husband. Begin to declare, I'm married. I have a husband. My wedding is coming on. The Lord will not disappoint me. My children are here. I cannot be barren. I'm carrying my children. I'm putting them behind me. If you can, look for a chobi. Look for a doll. And put that chobi by your bedside. And give the chobi a name. And say, this is my child. I am breastfeeding my child. I am giving here my child food. If you can confess, then you can receive. Bible says, for we have the same spirit of faith according as it is written. They believe that they spoke, we too will believe, and so we speak. It's what we believe that we say. Today we are under a roof. When if you ask the finance people, they will tell you that our money has not reached what can do a roof. And on top of it, we've done extension. The extension you see over there is deeper, 10 feet. 10 feet. Ask somebody, do you know 10 feet? 10 feet.
To conform.
You bought concrete. 10 feet. A lot of you are 6 feet, 5 and a half. There about. So, when I'm talking about 10 feet, I'm talking about me times 2. A little more than me times 2. That is what you don't see in the ground. That is the concrete, the cement, the stones, the iron rod. Our money can't do it.
Yes, it can't to me.
It came by faith. It came by faith. It came by faith. I'll come and stand at the pit and I'll be prophesying. I'll be speaking. I'll be prophesying. Always when my wife calls me, where are you? I say, I'm at men's room. So I'm like, what are you doing? That there's nothing going on there. I am here. I'm speaking. I'm working the miracle. I'm cooking the miracle. I'm speaking the miracle. I'm cooking. Somebody, you better start cooking your miracle. You better start talking it. You better start saying it. You better start talking it. I'm not crossing this year single. I am not crossing this year alone. I'm not crossing this year jobless. I am not crossing this year with this sickness. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Come on, give the Lord a shout. There were no camp.
We are in a miracle place.
There will be
and more miracles are on the way. Because next year, my next target, plastering, screening, window, and I'll use the same formula. I'll face it and I'll speak. And I'll keep speaking. And I'll keep speaking. I'll keep speaking. And I'll talk boldly. And people think that, oh, it's ready. But it's because I believe in my God. I believe in the capacity of my God. Every year, the limit we give God, he crosses.
Listen,
building is 2.5 years. It's not even exactly 2.5. 2 years and about 3-4 months. That's the building you are seeing. There are people who are building a 3-bedroom house. They are using 20 years for 3-bedroom house. Some have been building a church. It's been over 20 to 25 years. There are churches that I knew. They are still building.
Yeah,
this place is just 2 years.
And in 2 years. So make a crazy.
With students and as the church four. Members. It's God.
Are you ready?
I want you to understand that this thing, it works. And from now to
31st,
you will have that same miracle. I said you will have that same miracle. Anyone here who is believing to build your own house, receive the grace to build. Receive the grace to build. Receive the grace to build. Have your two hands together for the Lord. Number 3, positioning yourself in praise and thanksgiving. Acts 16:25. When Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, they were praying, they were singing, and the Bible said that there was an earthquake and they were set free. These 3 days, don't complain. Don't talk against God. Don't complain. Don't talk against God. Don't say Irade into a few from Sababit to me. Still Mimi. Still me worry. Still me niba. No, don't talk like that.
Men kasa sa.
Whether I have or I don't have, I don't talk like that.
Send me what say me new men kasa sa.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says that when Romans 4:20, when Abraham was looking for a child for over 25 years, he kept giving God praise. 2 Chronicles 20:22, they sang and praised, and God came, raised an ambushment against their enemies. Number 4, position yourself in favor, like Esther. Esther appeared, and the king lifted the scepter of favor. Favor can give you what I'm talking about. Favor will make people never to say no. When you ask, they give you. When you want to do, they help you. We need a wood. I didn't send anybody to go and bring wood. There was no money for the wood. I was just there when the contractor called me. He said, you know what? I am buying wood. And I'm bringing it. When you are ready,
so we are ready.
You pay it. But I am my own money. I'm going on my own ways. I'm going to bring the wood. I didn't send him. See, when God favors you, people want to help you. Then people want to help you. People just want to help you. Receive the help of God. Receive the help of God. Receive the help of God. How just that they have brought blocks. No money to continue. They have brought blocks. How did the blocks come? They have brought, I've not paid a dime. They brought blocks. Wow. God will help you. I said God will help you. I said God will help you. Esther 8:4. And then number 5, positioning yourself in obedience to the prophetic word. Obedience to the prophetic word. Luke 5:5.
Look at the pattern.
At your word,
I will
cast the net.
Intervention.
Peter was going home empty hands.
Now Pedro, go for your brown kita she.
I toiled all night.
What? And you find me
at your word.
Now so what? Seminal.
I'll cast the net.
Make asaonimu.
Jesus' mother told the servant.
Yes, sir. Say.
Whatever he tells you to do.
You catch him some when you be a.
Do it.
Monye.
Tell somebody whatever God tells you to do, do it.
Catch your business. Ready? Make say ye be a.
Whatever your pastor tells you to do, do it.
They also for penny. Make say ye be a.
That is how we move.
That is how we progress. That is how God brings intervention. The wedding was saved by obedience to the prophetic word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Number six, position of sacrifice.
Samuel
killed an animal.
Samuel kunu abua.
The enemies were. But he didn't stop. He made sure he sacrificed.
Some
of you, you don't have the money. And yet God says, come sacrifice. I'm looking for rent. I should come and sacrifice. I'm looking for money to pay my school fees. I should come and sacrifice. The enemies were coming. But he didn't stop the sacrifice. Others were shouting, he still says sacrifice first. I must sacrifice first. So even though you don't have, you must learn to sacrifice first. Even though you don't have, you must learn to sacrifice first. They didn't have what to eat, but I learned to sacrifice all I have
first.
That is why you will never see me struggle. You will wait in vain. You'll never see your pastor poor. I can tell you what I've done with my money.
And
I can never be poor. Because everything I get, I give it to God. Seek first the kingdom of God. And its advancement. And everything. I was making a calculation with my wife this week concerning January. January, I have many things I have to pay.
There are many things I have to pay in January.
And so if I were to be you, I should start saving money for that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I have to start saving money because in January, I'll pay for this one, I'll pay this one's bill, I'll pay this one's bill, I'll pay that one's bill, I'll pay several people, both nuclear and extended family.
Yeah.
So when I do the calculation, I
hear calculation, you know.
So by this time, I should be doing susu for January. But I lift up my eyes from the problems. And everything that comes, I say, we must be under a roof. We must be under a roof. The church must be built. God first. God first. God first. So if I'm there, somebody come and dash me a car, you'll be surprised. If I'm there, somebody come and build me a house one day. You say, oh yes, of Wintini, I'll turn it down. No. Oh yes, of Wintini, I'll turn a car. No. Upa, could you suffer me a combi? Do you want to be woo? Yes. Oh yeah. Because not that. It's not a formula.
A formula.
God checks your heart. God checks your ability to give to him as a pastor.
Man.
Before he makes people bring to you. Some of you are wondering, hey, you don't have money in these days. You have been wearing new suit. All the suits I'm wearing, people bought them for me. This one, women ministry. They came to dash me this suit on my birthday. Women ministry. That's why I have passed the realm where I go and stand at a place and buy things. I passed that realm. God moves because everything I have, I give to the Lord. Sacrifice. And then the final one, the anointing, a position of carrying the anointing. Isaiah 10 verse 27. By the anointing, the yoke shall be broken. Listen, this morning, I'm going to anoint everybody. That's the instruction God gave me. I was praying this midnight. And the Lord instructed me that anoint everyone for a 3-day miracle. Rise to your feet. Rise to your feet. And lift up your two hands.
Beloved, thank you for listening to this message by Reverend Prince Lai. If you have been blessed by this message and have not surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you died that I may live. Please forgive me and wash me with your blood. I believe I am a child of God. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have said this prayer, know that your sins have been forgiven and you are now a new creation. We invite you to worship with us on Sundays at Odoko, adjacent Best Point Savings and Loan, Odoko Market. For more information, please call 0543-248-982 or 0241-372-895. God richly bless you.